we are looking at the Chilkat River panel that I made for the Fort Seward project. It's composed of driftwood that's found just out here on the Chilkat River and some mussel shells. And the mussel shells are crushed. The mussel shell part represents the water, and the driftwood is the sand or the flats. I have a view of the flats out there. At high tide, it looks like a river, and then at low tide, you can see all the sandbars, so that's kind of where I get my inspiration. I would spend a lot of time on the beach ever since I've lived here. I'm from Indiana, so there's no beach anywhere. There's lakes, which is totally different. So I've always loved going on the beach and spending time there. And I mostly did that to look for beach glass, but that's harder to come across. There's not as much of that out there. So in my times on the beach, I would just sit there and look at all this beautiful stuff that's right there, the rocks, the sand, the driftwood, so much stuff that's right there to work with. And when I first moved here, I was kind of paying off my credit card debt. So it was convenient to find free resources down there on the beach to make art with. So that's really why I started doing it. So this piece has the crushed shells that are the river, and there's little collections of whole mussel shells that are kind of spread throughout, just to represent, like, you know, the rough water movement in the water, just to keep your eye kind of flowing through the piece.
Has living in Haines changed your artwork a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, before I moved here, I didn't really have a lot of time for art, like as a job or as a source of income. And I do think Haines is a very inspirational place. So many parts of it are untouched by human hands, and it's just in its pure state that I draw inspiration from that for sure. And it's kind of a slower pace than other places that I've lived, so there's actually time, more so in the winter, to sit down and create and just look out the window and get inspired. And I think this piece represents the river and the waters around the Haines area and the beauty that comes from them and all the different resources that we get from our rivers.